name is Emma. And this week I want to share with you something that God did in my life earlier in the year. I run a little business hiring out sumo suits. Some of you might have gotten them before for your birthday parties. Sumo suits, it's like a costume that looks a bit like a Japanese wrestler, and you wrestle a friend, an opponent, and you just have a lot of fun. They're padded fully with foam so you don't get hurt, and they're lots of fun. And I do that as a bit of a business. And I like running my own business because it gives me flexibility to pick up my daughter from school, take her to appointments if she's got them. And it also helps me to pursue other passions like this that I enjoy. My husband, he also runs a business, a different business, doesn't do sumo suits, different business. And for his work, he travels a lot. So he could be away for 2 weeks. Every now and then it might be 3 weeks. It's not usually that long. It's usually about two. But earlier in the year, he was going away and it was going to be a 3 week trip. And it is a little bit longer than what he usually does. So sometimes he would come home. And often though, it takes him, you know, quite a while to fly across the country to get home to us. So he can be home for less than 24 hours and then he's got to leave again to get to work for the Monday. And so for this particular trip, because he was going away for 3 weeks, we decided instead I would go and visit him in Melbourne. So that way he didn't have to fly home to us. And so if you know what it's like when you're organising going away, you've got a lot to organise often. And my daughter wasn't coming with us. She was staying at home. So I had to organise, you know, my mother-in-law to pick her up, but she couldn't. So I had to get the great aunt. But then Hannah's going to stay at my mother-in-law's house. And then I've got to, you know, organise. We've got swimming on Saturday. So pack all that up. So, you know, there's lots of bits and pieces to put together. On top of that, this particular weekend that I was going away was one of our busiest weekends for sumo suits. I was fully booked. And it meant that I had to coordinate when customers were coming to get the sumo suits, when I might be delivering them. And weeks ahead, I knew this weekend was coming up and it was busy. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, well, I've got to fly on Friday, so I've got to organise these customers to come these days. But the thing is, I couldn't organise it completely until the week that I was leaving. But in my head, about a month before, I was planning what I was going to do. And I was actually getting a little bit stressed about it because I tend to get a bit stressed and a bit worried about things. And my husband Ronan said to me, don't get stressed, just plan what you're going to do and then implement the plan. It's like, okay, but I did, I got stressed. And it was funny because the week that I was about to put the plan into action, along came the coronavirus and everything got shut down. Our businesses were completely shut down. My husband's business wasn't allowed to operate anymore. During the week, day after day, I got phone calls of people cancelling their sumo suit parties. They weren't going to have them. And when I got to the last cancellation, I was writing it in the book, cancelled. I had this thought go into my head and I had a little laugh to myself. Emma, you're worried about all of this for nothing. And I had two scriptures come to mind that I feel like God was speaking to me. And the first scripture is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. You might know it well. It says this, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And if you keep reading it, continues talking about don't worry about your clothes, don't worry about what you're going to have, what you're going to eat. And then in verse 33 it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I remember with that last particular sentence, each day has enough trouble of its own, having a little bit of a laugh, because isn't that so very true? Here was me worrying about something weeks in advance. And God knew, well, it's actually not going to happen. It's all going to be cancelled. You don't even need to worry about it. And it just reminded me how God's in control of all things and how I don't need to worry because he's got it under control. He knows my circumstances. And then the next scripture that I thought about as well is actually one of my favourite scriptures. And as I said earlier, I'm a bit of a worrier. And so this particular scripture I memorized many years ago when I was 20 because it was something that I needed and I continue to need. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. And it says this, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God, and the God of peace, who transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I know that one off by heart, because I've read it so many times, because I've needed it. But in this situation, I didn't use it. I didn't pray to God about this situation. I did worry, even it says, do not be anxious, do not worry. I didn't rely on it. But I can say that I've relied on it in the past, and God has given me that peace that transcends all understanding. Don't you love that? I love that bit. Peace that transcends all understanding. You know, sometimes it's good to learn just a few verses, because I feel like that's how God often speaks to me. I don't know a lot. I don't know many verses, but that one I know. And it's amazing how much God knows that I need it, and he just brings it back to me. And so in this circumstance, I just had to laugh, because everything that I'd worried about didn't happen. Everything got cancelled. I worried for nothing. And God was able to speak to me to remind me, trust in me. I will provide. I'm here for you. So can I encourage you today to trust in God with your circumstances, in what's going on? You've got to plan. God would want us to plan, but don't worry about what's going to happen, because God has it under control and he's there for you. So let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, I thank you for always hearing my prayer. I thank you that we can trust in you, that you're always there for us. Lord, I pray that we're not anxious in our circumstances, that we don't worry, Lord God. I thank you that you're there for us, that we can trust in you, and that you'll provide for us every day. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. The Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.